Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Brooklinen Sheets. They're wonderful. We love ours. And a lot of you guys listen while in bed. Check it out for yourself. Get $20 off your order when you use promo code GHOST at brooklinen.com and free shipping.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Lots of calls for you today. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call in and share your real ghost story with us. Of course, write in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Or you can email me your audio file if you want to send it via MP4, MP3, whatever format is sensible. Notice I said sensible. Meaning please don't send me a 4 gigabit WAV file. Try and keep it like, you know, 10 megs max, maybe, somewhere around there. Otherwise, it kind of clogs up the inbox. But want to hear your story, so you can always email it to Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. I don't think it even accept a file that is that large. Remember those days when email was fairly new and people didn't have much of a concept on what is appropriate and not appropriate to send? The only time it really affected you is if you were using like an Outlook where it actually downloads the message to your computer and you sit there and you have to wait, especially on dial-up. It's like, how large of a file did you send me? It's going to take 2 hours to download this 10 megabyte file, which now it takes, you know, 1 second. But, those were the days. Some of our younger listeners are like, what? How did that work? Yeah. It happened. There was a time and place. I remember right when we first got the internet at my first radio station. And I shouldn't say the internet. It's when we upgraded our internet from like a 33.3 modem, which means super slow, just to put it bluntly. 14.4 was the worst. And then we got, what was it called at the time? Is it DSL? I think it might have been. I don't know. I think it was like the precursor to DSL. It was fast. I think it was actually cable is technically what it was. It was, and I don't know if that's technically was DSL or what, but I believe it was. I think there were the two existed, and I think what we had was cable, which I don't even think you can get anymore. And it was a bit faster. By today's standards, it would still be archaically slow. But it was, holy crap, an upgrade from the 33.3 or 14.4 modem, depending on the computer you were using. And it was just, oh my gosh, amazing. And I remember talking to our engineer saying, do you think someday when you log onto the internet, it'll just load and the page will just be there and all the images won't be pixelated for the first 30 seconds? Because that's how it used to be. On a very slow computer, it would be pixelated, then it'd get a little bit better, and a little bit better, and a little bit better. Then you have your full image. And this is just how things worked. He's like, yes, someday it will. It'll be amazing. Here we are. We are in the future, my friends. Tony Brewski joining you today. Jenny is out. She'd be rolling her eyes at that little walk down memory lane if she was sitting across from me. So I can do these things today. Let's go to our first call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your experiences with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. So basically, I freaking grew up in Arizona, and I basically had an experience where I would wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I would see a little girl next to my bed. But it wouldn't be a little girl. Like, you couldn't see her clear as day, but you see an outline. It was like you see an outline of a little girl, and you could see that there's someone standing there, and it's kind of blurry where that person would be standing, but you could still see right through them. It's just blurry. It's weird, but you can still see it. Like, it was fucking clear. It was weird. But I would wake up, I would be in a deep sleep every single night for months, and I would wake up, and I would, every single night, I would, 3 a.m. in the morning. Exactly, 3 a.m. in the morning, I'd look over and I'd see this little girl. And for some reason, I would try, because my mom is really spiritual. She's Wiccan. She likes ghosts, and she likes ghost hunting and all these things, and talking to ghosts, the Ouija boards and stuff, but she's safe with it. I don't do that kind of stuff. I have a Ouija board, but I've never used it before. I used it like one time with a party, and my friends used it. But besides that, I've never actually really used a Ouija board. So I don't really look into that stuff because I don't believe it unless I see it. And I saw this thing, and it kind of changed my mind a little bit. So basically, I'm a fixer. There's something wrong. I see hallucinations. I go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I talked, and I told them what was going on. And for months, like, I was, like, freaking out. My aunt was like, don't worry about it. It's nothing. So eventually, one day, we moved out of the house. It was an old house. I was living with my aunt at the time. We moved out of that house. And my aunt brought it up one day. Oh, you seen that old girl in the night anymore? And I'm like, no, it's weird. I wake up, she'd be there for a couple minutes, and then she'd disappear, and I would just be like, whatever, I'd go back to sleep. So she told me at 3 a.m. every morning, my uncle would also wake up, and he'd hear sounds coming from the kitchen downstairs. Like, it sounded like someone was screaming. And so he would freak out. Each night it was different. Like, he told me, like, one night he said, like, someone was screaming. Another night it sounded like there was a burglar downstairs. And he'd wake up, and he's a big guy. He'd wake up, and he'd run downstairs, and he'd check, and there'd be nothing down there. Everyone in the house would be asleep. He'd see all our bedroom doors closed, and he'd think nothing of it. And a couple times he did check up on me at 3 a.m. in the morning, but it was after the whole thing would disappear. And I thought it was weird because this was back when I was in high school, and this happened at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning. So, like, who knows? Like, what if I was tired? What if I didn't actually see anything? But it happened every night for months, only in this house. And there was no history at all whatsoever of anyone dying in this house. We looked it up. There was nobody ever injured or no rapes or, like, nothing crazy, like, bad enough to actually have someone who died and haunt the house. So, like, we have no idea where this came from. It was so random, but that's the only experience I've ever had. And to this day, I can still see it, like, perfectly. It was, like, crazy. But, yeah, I've never had an experience like that. And that was my only experience. And it's kind of leads me to say, like, I do kind of believe in ghosts, but it's not, like, hard enough evidence to actually say, like, oh, like, I have seen a ghost, blah, 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 so I'm still kind of iffy about the ghost. Yeah, I thought you might like one. Like, I thought you might want to hear my story, and hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. I guess my question is, how are you iffy when you're flat out saying earlier in the call, so yes, I had a visitation a couple times. Isn't that, I think you do kind of believe, but my guess is that you just kind of, like, rather stay in that comfort line on the other side where it doesn't exist, we're all good. And I understand that. It's easier. It feels a little better sometimes. And depending on your perspective, to think this is it, black and white. There's no other side. There's no, or at least ghost side to it. But I get you. My only thing about, you know, being sure of the identity is the hour thing. The 3 a.m. thing is kind of troublesome to me, because a lot of times we associate 3 a.m. hauntings and things of that nature with things that are not so good, that are coming to visit. Not necessarily a loved one that's coming to check on you, unless they're just really bad with timing, which I have a lot of relatives who are. But it's hard to know. And again, without more evidence, and I understand, you know, sometimes you want a little bit more as to an identifier, it can be difficult to say who that exactly was. Thank you for sharing the story with us, though. We greatly appreciate it. Speaking of 3 a.m., if you're waking up at 3 a.m. and you got a poltergeist or a ghost or a dead relative or something dark, knocking on your door, wouldn't it be nice to hide yourself underneath some comfortable sheets? Because that's kind of the go-to thing. We hear it all the time of, and then I saw the demon and I covered myself with my Brooklinen sheets. Okay, they don't say Brooklinen yet, but we will be hearing that in the very near future, because these guys have one heck of a product. We got ours a couple weeks ago and absolutely love them. If you've never experienced what luxury bedding can feel like, or luxury sheets, you don't know what you're missing. I didn't. I thought the ones I got at the department store were just fine. And then I experienced the Brooklinen sheets and, oh my God. I mean, the amount of time you spend in bed, which is a huge chunk of your life, shouldn't you be kind of comfortable? That's why I've become a believer in like having good bed, good bedding, good pillows, just because it's, you spend so much time there. You might as well be as comfortable as you can be. And they make it so affordable. These sheets will upgrade your life. I'm not even kidding. It's just top quality stuff. And they cut out the middle people, which is why sometimes bedding can be very expensive in the stores. You look at some of these sheets and you go, oh my God, even if I want to, I don't think I can afford that. Well, that is gone. So if you're saying, well, yeah, I'd love to have that, Tony, but it's, you know, the price, I totally get it. I felt the same way myself. But now with Brooklinen, those middle people are out of the picture. And this stuff is now extremely affordable and accessible to everybody like us. So Brooklinen, founded back in 2014, husband-wife team who had a philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful, more essential luxury, essentially, without the luxury price. So they came up with this company, Brooklinen. Markups are gone. Manufacturer waste is gone. It's just great products. 12,000 five-star reviews, okay? Check it out for yourself. At the very least, check it out because they even have a guarantee. Listen to this. Go to brooklinen.com. You guys get an exclusive offer for being listeners of our show. $20 off and free shipping when you use our promo code GHOST at brooklinen.com. That's B-R-O-O-K, linen. .com, like Brooklyn, but BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen is so confident that you will love your new sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So there's no reason not to give these guys a try. If you go, I think you were wrong, Tony, then send them back. No worries whatsoever, okay? But I don't think you're going to do that. Only way to get $20 off and free shipping, promo code GHOST at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com, promo code GHOST. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever. Okay, on to the show. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Hey, Tony. This is Ryan Turner. Love your show. Awesome. It's been listening to it for 2 or 3 years now. But this is actually not my story. This is my grandparents' story. One night they were sitting down watching a movie. They were watching a movie and the movie was ending and stuff like that. And they were enjoying the movie. And so they were like, okay, they were thinking about how great the movie was. And, you know, they weren't really talking. They were just, you know, sitting down there thinking about it. You know, the credits were rolling and stuff. And, out of the blue, they heard a female voice come out of the blue and say, that sure was a good movie, wasn't it? And my papa, he looked at my grandma and he said, did you hear that? And she said, yes, but what did you hear? And he said, I heard that sure was a good movie, wasn't it? And so, I mean, this is an old, old house they lived in, and it wasn't even a house they were buying, they were renting it. And it was when my mom was a little child, and it's always a freaky story to this day they tell it, you know. And another story they had, my papa was up late one night studying for a big test the next day. He was still in college, and my grandma, she was in the bedroom right across the hall. He was in the living room, she was in the bedroom, and she heard they both, my Mimi was, she was dozing off to sleep. She's going to sleep. And, my papa heard a mumbling sound like a no, 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 no. Like someone's talking, you know, but my mom, my grandma heard it too. And he said, what'd you say to my grandma? And she said, I didn't say anything. I heard it too. And as soon as that, as soon as they said that, their family dog, Rascal, I think, went crazy around the house, just going nuts, middle of the night, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., just going crazy, just out of the blue. And, of course, my grandpa got up, thought it was somebody outside, and it clearly wasn't. But those are the two stories that I have today. And it was an old house, and it's the first time, you know, it ever happened. So it was the only paranormal thing that happened to my grandparents. But I just wanted to say that on behalf of them, because it's been a ghost story for the, you know, for years and years in our family that we still tell people all the time. So, well, thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jenny. You guys are awesome. You guys are, you bring the light of the paranormal every single day, and I really appreciate it. And so thanks for your call. Bye-bye.
Sometimes it makes you wonder if the ghost is just kind of speaking out of turn a little bit, forgetting that they're a ghost. You know, you sit there, especially when you're in a movie, you know, you can kind of zone out and almost feel like you're in a different place or a different time. And then it's done. And then, you just, you know, you're snapping back. And I could see if you're a ghost and you're watching the movie and suddenly you realize it's done. You're just like, yeah, that was a great movie. Oh, shit. They can hear me. You know, I wonder, you know, and movies, they can really change emotional balances in people and energy levels a bit as well. You know, so I wonder if that, you know, almost amplified the expression of that was a great movie and that's what made it audible. Or maybe in the past or other times when the spirit or the ghost was speaking, it just wasn't being heard. I don't know. Interesting thought. I love that story. Thank you for sharing those with us. 855-853-4802 is our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. We, of course, would love to hear them. If you're not an EPP member yet of our show, please consider doing it. That is what keeps our show on the air. You go to ghostpodcast.com. And you'll have access to 150 some of the best ghost stories, full episodes of ghost stories that we've ever told. So that really does equal up to thousands of stories that you will only get on the EPP episodes. And they are the best ones. So if you like the regular show, the free show, upgrade yourself. $5 a month is all it is. Get all access to all of those episodes, exclusive video content on there as well. And we keep adding more stuff all the time. Episodes of our other podcast, Dream Meanings, posting up there before we post them publicly. There's just a lot of extras that you get. $5 a month keeps our show on the air. Or you can sign up for a full year and get one of those months free and a bunk bed bell as well. So check it out at ghostpodcast.com if you wouldn't help keep us on the air. Hi, you are on the show.
Hey, Brewskies. It's Allie from Philadelphia again. This is like, I've called in a bunch of times before so far, and you guys have played my stories, which means a lot to me. I absolutely love you guys. So I'm going to call in a story from my father. So I had previously mentioned him in one of my stories, but he's been a skeptic pretty much my whole life. He acknowledges that, like, oh, wow, that was, you know, that happened, that was unique, or that was weird. I called in a story about how he had a dream about my grandfather, my great-grandfather before he died, and, you know, it was more than a coincidence, and that was one of the experiences that made him, like, feel like something paranormal might be happening, but this was another story that I wanted to share that kind of also made him a believer. So he told me this ever since. This is probably one of the stories that first got me into paranormal when I was very young. He told me a story probably like, I don't know, I want to say I was like 6 or 7 years old at the oldest, maybe even younger. And he told me that he was a teenager, early teenager in Philadelphia, and a bunch of his friends were hanging out at a cemetery. And one second. And that a bunch of his friends were like about to vandalize one of the tombstones, and his friend, like, he didn't know what was happening, and my dad was just like, a bunch of us were all hanging out, and we like all of a sudden turned around, and this one kid was just like, didn't really hang out with us, like started like being disrespectful in the space, and it was a family cemetery. that belonged to like some big family that was living in the area for like generations, and owned like their name was on like the library and like the cemetery, obviously, and like schools and things like that. So this friend started like being disrespectful and like trying to vandalize one of the tombstones, and all of a sudden they hear this voice. And my dad always gets like, you can tell he gets spooked when he like tells a story. He told me a bunch of times, but they heard this voice, and they like heard, "Hey, like you kids," and they turn around to the only entrance of the cemetery, and there's this man in a top hat, and they just see a silhouette. And it's very interesting because I've only heard him tell me the story about like the man in the top hat, but now listening to your podcast, I've heard a lot of people describe like a shadow figure wearing a top hat, and I'm just so curious as to like why is that so similar, and why so many people have experienced that. It's interesting. And so they see this man, and everyone just freezes. My dad said that he was staring right all at them, and he was standing in the only entrance, and he was like taller than a normal like man. Like you could tell he was just like abnormally tall, and it wasn't like he was just a shadow. Like there, you couldn't tell that there was like features to him or anything. And then he pointed at them, and they just like absolutely went insane and tried to run around and escape the cemetery. And they said that they like ended up, my dad told me he ended up like climbing a fence because they were so nervous and like freaked out that like adrenaline was just like going crazy and rolled down a hill and everything. So, but he was like, yeah, it was the scariest thing. So what makes it even crazier is my dad was telling a story that like a couple of weeks later, him and his friends were at the library of the same family. Again, they owned like a lot of different things in the area. Their name was on a lot of things. And he was at the library, and there was a family photo of like the family that owned all these things. And it was an old time photo. And he said that the father was a really tall man with a top hat in the picture. And like, obviously it was a picture from like the 1800s or like early 1900s. And it just like, he, when he tells the story, it's just, you tell he was so creeped out and he just doesn't know what to make of it. So I wanted to share that because that was like one of the first really paranormal things that I was ever told. And it's funny because it was by my father, who's big skeptic. So even with that story, he's kind of like, yeah, that happened, and that was spooky. I can't explain it. Like, he would never say like there was a ghost. He would just be like, I don't know, like I can't explain it. So I just want to hear your input on that story, because especially that idea of like reoccurring shadow figure with a top hat, just so curious, because I don't know if you guys have noticed that as a reoccurring thing. I'm pretty sure you have and mentioned that before, but I just want to get your input. And so yeah, that's my dad's story, and I love you guys. And I'll always be a big listener and big fan, and you guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. I totally understand where you're coming from on having a dad that's like, oh, that's weird. That's odd. I don't believe in ghosts. I have one that's just like that too. It's like, your son does a ghost show for a living, but you don't believe in it. But anyhow, that's how it works. And you know, sometimes I think with those individuals, I wonder if there is a deep-seated belief. But it is kind of what we talked about earlier in the show. It's a scary thing to kind of open yourself up and accept that there's something here we don't quite understand. And maybe it's a matter of the definition of ghost. You know, I think sometimes people define ghost and they think Casper or something, you know, from a horror movie, which is not always what it is. I think the spectrum as to which that goes out to is so broad. And sometimes it's just not understanding or being informed enough on the topic. But I think sometimes people who don't believe in ghosts, quote unquote, believe in unexplained things, for lack of a better term. You know, I wouldn't say supernatural, because I think that goes a little bit too into the out of my comfort zone area for some folks. But saying unexplained, it really is the same damn thing, but it's more comfortable and easy to say you can't explain that than saying ghost. And I think that may be what some people feel when they're just adamant deniers of the supernatural, of the paranormal, even when they've had it in their own lives. This is my two cents. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your experiences with us. Hi.
Hey guys, Matt from Melbourne, Australia here. Just wanted to share with you guys a story. Happened to me probably about 7 years ago now. I was working as a systems integrator. I was basically doing alarms, security systems, TV systems, computer networks, all that inside sort of residential and commercial properties. So one of our clients at the time had basically just bought a house in on the outskirts of the city. It was a three-story house built in the 1800s. Had a big watchtower on it as well. Rumor around the house was that the clients had actually bought it for less than property value because the previous tenants or residents basically just wanted to get out. They said that the house was haunted. The clients basically never acknowledged this. I'm not sure whether they just didn't believe, which I find it hard to with the amount of stuff that happened to us while we were working there, or they probably just didn't want to acknowledge it for the fact that it might make it worse or whatever. But so we had a few things happen there. Generally around the watchtower. So what we'd heard was that a young girl had died years ago. She'd fallen from the watchtower and died. I'm not sure whether she'd fallen from outside because you could get up to the roof and had a little sort of balcony around it, or whether she'd fallen down the stairs inside. I'm not sure, but a few things would happen to us while we were working there. So we had installed a quite elaborate alarm system in there with PIR readers on all the hallways, the main rooms apart from bedrooms, read switches on the doors, windows, so that anything opening, tampering there would set it off. We got called out numerous times to replace the PIR in the landing going to the watchtower because it would constantly set the alarm off in the middle of the night. Maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks, it would be setting the alarm off. It was only the PIR. It was never the door or the window being open that would cause it. We replaced the PIR numerous times. We ended up recabling it in case there was a short in the cable, which there wasn't. We changed the zone that it was connected to on the alarm, and it still just kept going off. There was no logical cause for this to be occurring at all. We would notice as we were going up and down the stairs every now and then that you could hear footsteps coming up and down the stairs with you. It definitely wasn't an echo because it would keep a different pattern to your own footsteps. It was there some days and not others. It wasn't that, maybe a door was open somewhere in the house that was causing the sound to bounce back. There was nothing, there was no common threads at all that would cause the footsteps coming up and down the stairs behind you. Some days it'll do it, some days there was nothing. Now, the spookiest thing that happened to me while I was working there was quite often the clients would leave me to work in there alone while they went and went about their own business. That was a common thing. One day I was working there and I had to do a phone point in the hallway just outside the landing for the watchtower. I didn't have much tools on me at the time because I didn't need much for what I was doing. I had my screwdriver, plaster saw, cable crimps, and the data point itself. So I dragged a, they had a small little hallway table, I suppose, I don't know. I dragged that into the middle of the room behind where I was working to put my tools on. I grabbed my plaster saw, cut into the wall, and heard this really loud crash behind me. I turned around to find all my tools had just been pushed off the table. There was absolutely no draft through the house, plus my cable crimps themselves are really quite heavy. There's no way any gust of wind could have pushed that. The table was far enough behind me that I couldn't have accidentally bumped it. I would have noticed if I'd bumped it. The table itself hadn't moved, but all my tools were scattered on the floor. I quickly finished what I had to do that day, packed up and left, and that was the day I definitely remember hearing the footsteps following me out the house. I really wasn't too keen to do much more work on that house by myself anymore. So just a little story I thought I'd share with you guys. I'm not sure whether they underwent some pretty major renovations on the house before they'd moved in. Whether or not that had angered it more, or it didn't like the tradesmen themselves being there, or I'm not sure what it was, but yeah. See, I haven't had too many paranormal experiences myself. I've had a couple more smaller things since then, but nothing to that level. I was a bit of a skeptic before then, but yeah, that kind of freaked the bejesus out of me. So cheers, love the show, keep it up. Thank you. Bye.
You know, when you're a visitor into a house or a building, or you're a tradesperson that's going in there and doing work, it's really hard to know why the activity is occurring around you. You'd think, you know, logically, well, this is something that's going to be going after the people who are regularly there. But sometimes it just seems to be anybody and everybody. Or if you have that heightened level of sensitivity, maybe you're picking up on it more than others are. That can be also something to consider. But it does sound like this is obviously a fairly rampant haunting, and doesn't seem to really discriminate all that much as far as who it affects and lets its presence and its feelings be known. Thank you for calling in and sharing your story from all across the world. We greatly appreciate that. Our number is 855-853-4802. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Or like he did, he sent me an audio file, just recorded it on his mobile device, and then sent it over to us. You can email that Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com.
Hello, Brewskis. This is Veronica from Texas, and I wanted to tell you my story. It is regarding it is about a bunk bed. This was back when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old, and I don't know if it's based on how powerful the imagination of a child is or what it could be, but I can clearly remember that I was playing with my sister, and we were in the living room, and out of the blue, randomly, I suggested that I was going to climb on to my imaginary bunk bed. So I got on the couch and I lifted up my leg as if I was going or climbing the bunk bed, the top bunk bed, of course. And so I got on and I was facing down, lying down, face down, and I was in the air. And so my sister was in awe, and I was happy that I was successful with my imaginary bunk bed, and then we just started calling out to my mom. My mom was in the kitchen, and she was busy she was actually making a perm to this one lady, but her back was to us. So we were like, mom, look, look, look. And as she turned, I fell to the floor. So she did not get to see me in the air. She just saw me on the floor. And I could feel the wind knocked out of me. And it was a horrible feeling. I felt like I was kicked in the stomach. But my sister is the only one who saw that. And she remembers that till this day. And I have no idea, or I don't know how that could be true, but it is. It's something that did happen. Now, it's not supernatural. It's just something that happened, and I just wanted to share that with you. Don't know what it means. Don't know if it's happened to anybody else. I don't know why it was a bunk bed, but that's my story. Thanks. Love your show. Bye.
Well, if you don't consider that supernatural, I don't know what the hell you consider supernatural. It doesn't have to be a ghost to be supernatural, but certainly what occurred to you was not natural. That's clearly something was at play there. Some sort of force was at play that allowed you to suspend yourself in the air. So I would certainly consider that supernatural. Some sort of supernatural force was at play without a doubt. I don't know if anyone else has had that experience before. Why was it a bunk bed? Ding, ding, ding. I don't have the bell in the studio. The bell's at our other studio. the fact that that occurred with a bunk bed. I don't know if it's just children and imagination and bunk beds or something kids like. So maybe that's just why that happened to be the thought there of pretending you had a bunk bed. It is funny the way that we have so many ghost stories with bunk beds, and you had an imaginary one that seemed to function as a real one. That is quite amazing. That's a new story. That's something new. That's when we can't say, oh, well, we've had other stories like that. Because no, I don't believe we have. Thank you for sharing. 855-853-4802 is our number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hi, my name is B from Missouri. I actually attended a haunted college for my freshman and sophomore year of college, but I'm transferring out now just because I graduated with my associates, and those are other stories that I'll tell at another time, but I just found your podcast. My mom showed it to me. It's really great. Me and my mom both have actually experienced things in our house, which started recently after I went away to school and have come back home since. The first story is me and my mom were the only two at home. We were sitting upstairs and we have a walkout basement, which has a glass door. We're sitting up there and all of a sudden we hear this banging. Well, my dad had left and then was going to come back, so we thought maybe it was him. So we run downstairs so, you know, we can let him in the door that was locked. There's nobody down there. So we're looking all over the basement. We're like, oh my gosh, you know, somebody's in the house. We check everywhere. There's nobody to be seen. And then my mom likes to check on everybody before she goes to bed at night. And she's walking down the stairs and it's dark, but she sees what she thinks is the size of like a kid. Cause I have two younger siblings that are 8 and 11. She thinks it's about the size of the 8-year-old. And she sees it like bear walking almost across the floor. And she's like, oh my gosh, my 11-year-old sibling is out of bed. So when she goes in to check on them, they are fast asleep in their bed. And she was talking to me and she said, you know, I don't know if it was the cat and I just missaw it. And I said, Mom, you don't see something bear crawling as clear as day and it be the cat. So, you know, that's just really interesting because it didn't really start to happen until I went away to school, and that's when things really started to, like, happen. So I don't know if it's possible that something came home with me or what, but, you know, it's never been real threatening, I don't think. She said the figure was just, like, black, like a shadow type, like she'd see the outline, but it wasn't really, you know, features or anything. So I don't know if it was what it was, but it was kind of a crazy experience. One other story is I one day was laying in bed and I just kept smelling this super strong cigarette smoke. Just, it was so strong. I had to smell my sheets. It wasn't my sheets. I got up and I went to the bathroom and it was still there. And it was just kind of like following me. So it was really creepy. And, you know, like I said, I went away to a haunted school, which is a story for another time, which I'll call in. I think you guys do real justice to people because, you know, I never believed in the paranormal until I experienced it for the first time. And now I want evidence, hardcore proof. So, yeah, I really love your podcast, and I think it's a really great thing you guys are doing. And I can't wait to tell more stories. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your experiences with us. We do greatly appreciate that. It sounds like you had quite the experiences there with your mom, and we would love to hear more of that. I did have the smoke experience once, too, where it was just so, so intensely strong. And if you've ever been around someone who's a smoker, you know the difference between, you know, kind of a smoke smell, you know, and one where you're literally right next to someone who's smoking. And the one I smell too, just so darn intense. It smelled like I was sitting next to someone who was smoking a pipe. And there's a very distinct scent to that. And then it was just gone, just like that. Very, very bizarre. It was in an antique store where I had my experience. Well, there you go. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our show, help keep us on the air. Become an EPP, extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. Greatly appreciate that support that you give us. $5 a month is all it is to become an EPP. Or sign up for a full year, get a bunk bed bell, and 1 month free at ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.